Assalamu alaikum, little Muslims. Welcome to the sixth and last episode of Bedtime Stories with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As usual, before we tell you today's story, we're going to share with you some of the answers that we got from the last episode. We want to say thank you to Jana and Sara for sharing their answers. Let's listen to them together.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Sara and I'm 10 years old and I live in Melbourne. Today I'll be answering the questions for episode 5. Number 1. Because he saw a man who was about to drink water, but instead he shared it among others. Number 2. Because he was looking for a king or a shah. Number 3. I learned that to be a leader, you don't need to wear fancy clothes or have servants. Instead, to be modest and help and serve your community.
Assalamu alaikum. Hi, my name is Jenna. I'm 9 years old. I'm from Australia, Melbourne. Okay, so the answers for episode 5 is number 1. Why was the guest from the desert surprised? Because he did not recognize that the person serving the water was the Prophet Muhammad. Number 2. Why did the guest from the desert not know that the Prophet Muhammad was the person serving the water? Because he wasn't that focused. And number 3. I learned from this story is to always share with others and always be kind to others. And bye, and I can't wait for episode 6.
Make sure to stay tuned to the end of this episode so you can find out who the winner for this series is. Now for today's story, it will tell you about how kind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. Let's listen to the story together. We have our very own Sara telling you today's story.
Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero, Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, little Muslims. So today's story is called Nughayyar Umayr's Little Sparrow. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love children very much. Wherever he saw a child, he would go to him, caress his head and kiss him. He would play with him and make jokes once in a while. He understood children very well. Once upon a time, a child named Umayr, who was Anas's brother, had a pet sparrow that was very small. It had a red beak and round eyes. This sparrow was Umayr's best friend. He would play with it all day long and never be bored with it. He had called his sparrow Nughayyar. When the Prophet used to see him with his pet sparrow, he would say, "Oh Umayr, how are you getting along with your pet sparrow?" This made Umayr feel special and close to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which made him happy. One day suddenly, Umayr's little sparrow died. Umayr was very sad and upset because he loved the sparrow. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard of this. He knew how much little Umayr loved his sparrow. He left that day's business, got up, and went to little Umayr. He caressed his head and asked how he was. He wanted to comfort him, at least a little. "Tell me now, Umayr," said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "where is Nughayyar now?" Little Umayr thought that his little sparrow was in paradise. He was comforted. He was no longer crying. The kindness that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed him had made Umayr forget his pain. It made him feel at peace and happy. And that's the end of today's beautiful story. I hope you enjoyed it and it made you feel happy too. Thank you for listening to this podcast with us. Assalamu alaikum, little Muslims.
Jazakallah khair, Sara, for telling us today's story. We hope you realize how kind and caring the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was through today's story, little Muslims, just as much as we did. Today was our last episode for the Bedtime Stories with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam series. If you would like us to record more of these kind of podcasts, please let us know through any of our social media accounts. Before we go, we wanted to announce something. Can you guess what we're going to announce today, little Muslims? We're going to announce the winner, the person who sent in the most correct answers throughout this whole series. Are you ready? Our winner is Jenna Al-Hadidi. Congratulations, Jenna. Inshallah, we will send you your prize very soon. We hope you learnt a lot about our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout this series. Things like who he was, what he used to do, and much more, inshallah. Let's all aim to be like and act like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from now on. Thank you for listening to this podcast with us. Assalamu alaikum, little Muslims.
Muhammad is my friend, Muhammad is my hero. Muhammad is my leader, the servant of Allah. Muhammad the kind, Muhammad the compassionate, Muhammad always smiles.